Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Dalet. And we begin by the two dots about five lines from the top. And we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us, Esachai b'mita, potter, afalamita. If a person carries out on Shabbos, a person lying on a bed, a live person lying on a bed, in this situation, the person is not committing an issur d'oraisa because we say that the live person carries himself, so to say, even though you're carrying them. We'll explain this in the Gemara. And therefore, the person's not chayav for carrying the live person, and you're not chayav, somewhat paradoxically, for carrying the bed because the bed is considered subordinate to the live person. And if you're not chayav for the live person, you're not chayav for the bed as well. Where it says, Lema masnisin Rabbi Nosanhi v'lo Rabbanan. We have to conclude that the author of our Mishnah can only be the opinion of Rabbi Nosan, and it can't go like the opinion of the Chachamim. Where is this machlokes? Because we have a braisa that tells us the Tanya. Hamotzi behema v'chaya v'of lushus rabim. If a person carries out an animal, either a regular behema, a domesticated animal, or a wild animal, a chaya, or an oaf, or a bird, he carries it from the shus hayochid into the shus rabim, according to the Tana Kama. This is true over here, bein chayin u bein shchutim, whether the animal is alive or the animal is dead, chayev. You are going to be chayev for carrying in this situation. The Tana Kama clearly holds that carrying a live animal is a problem of carrying on Shabbos. On the other hand, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Rabbi Nosson's opinion is, al shchutim chayev. If the animal is dead, I agree with you, you're carrying it. However, val chayin, Rabbi Nosson's opinion is, if the animal is alive, the behema chaya of is alive, then potter. It is not going to be an issur d'oraisa because we have a rule, shachai nosei es atzmo, because we consider the live animal, the animal or the bird, to, quote, carry itself. It's not carrying itself. You're carrying it, but we apply this principle of chai nosei es atzmo. How exactly does this work? So a very important tosus over here tells us, second tosus, shachai nosei es atzmo, so temo l'ri, he says, loma potter. The Ri asks, why are you potter? Where does this concept of chai nosei es atzmo not be an issur d'oraisa, and it's only an issur d'rabbanan that you're potter of a lawsuit? He says, di mishum shahachai meikel atzmo, if it's because the live animal or bird is making it easy for you to carry, right? If you carry dead weight, right? We said something is dead weight, so it's much heavier than something that's live weight. The live animal or bird, so to say, adjusts and allows you more easily to go and take it. So why would you be not chayev d'oraisa for carrying a live bird? If you carry a feather outside, if you carry a piece of paper outside, you chayev, that's very, very light. We don't say it has to do with the heaviness of the object, has to do with the shear. So if you're carrying the shear of the animal outside, so what difference does it make if it's a light animal or a heavy animal? It shouldn't make any difference. You should be chayev. Ah, you want to tell me the imishum dishnayim sha'aso p'tur? This is like a situation where you are carrying the animal and the animal's carrying itself. So this would be a case of ha'havizeh yochol v'zeh eina yochol. You're able to carry it all on your own. And if the animal can't carry itself on its own, shein hanisa yochol lisa atzmo below hanose, because the animal, let's say, can't carry itself out without your help, vanose yesh bo koach lenoso, and you're able to carry it on your own, so then, dafilo hayo meis, even if the animal's dead, then there is no problem over here that you'll be chayiv. So why, re-yes, are you in this situation? Na chayiv achatas, mimanu shach. The animal, no matter how heavy it is, no matter how light it appears, because it's chai no siyas atzmo, you're still carrying something, and you have the ability to carry it by yourself, so you should be chayiv. So therefore, the Ri gives us a totally different understanding of chai no siyas atzmo. For Ri, the mi mishkon gamrina, this has to do with the din and the mishkon. Shlo yu no sim davar chai. They never found there was a place that they actually carried live animals in the mishkon, and our av melachos are patterned after the mishkon. Shat choshim, they had a tachash, this was the unicorn-like creature, especially existence only at the time of the Mishkan, which they used its hide to make one of the layers of the Mishkan, for Elim and the various rams that they needed in the Mishkan, they carry themselves. The Chalazon that was there, so we go to the Gears in the Bach, he tells us that we learned this previously, and it says, Miyad hayu potsin oso terem yomus. They would take the Chalazon and they would crush it before it died. Didn't want it to die immediately. As we learned previously, the kama de isbe neshama tve nichale, the more it's still alive, the better is the die. Kihicha de litzlil tzive, it makes a better die. So in all of these situations, they were never carrying these types of creatures. So there was no malacha in the Mishkan of carrying an animal, and therefore, this is a unique din. Chai no siyas atzmo, Rabbi Nosson says, therefore, you're only an issur derabbanan, not an issur d'araisa. So that's this din of chai no siyas atzmo. But we see that this is only according to Rav Nosson. So therefore, we want to say that our Mishnah is only going according to Rav Nosson. So Morris answers, Omer Rav, no, afilutim rabbanan. This could even be the sheet of the rabbanan. Either rabbanan say that you're chai for carrying out a live animal. Ad kan lo pligi rabbanan le Rav Nosson. The chacham only argue with Rav Nosson, ela bebehema chai v'of. They only argue with animals and birds. And the reason why is the misharbite nafshayu. As Rashi explains in Dibra Maslu, the misharbi nafshayu, mishamtin klapi mata, they're going and pushing downwards. They don't want to be picked up. The exact opposite of chaynosi atzmo. They're making it difficult for you to go and carry it. They're like digging in. And it's therefore, you're going to be chayiv for carrying the animal because the animal's not assisting you in any way, shape, or form. However, even the chacham m'moda, avol odom chay, a live person, the nosi esatzmo, he's going to help you carry himself. He's not going to be dead weight. He's going to adjust himself and make it easy for you to carry him. Therefore, afilu rabbanan modu, even in this situation, the chacham m'moda, like Rabbi Nosson, that chay nosi esatzmo. So when you're talking about carrying out a chay, a live person, b'mita, it's lav davka, only Rabbi Nosson. This could even be, according to the opinion of the chachamim, that you're potter, it's not an issur d'oraisa. Wait a second. But we learned in the Mishnah in Psachim and also in Avodah Zorah, Ben Beseri Mati Besus. The opinion of the Tana Ben Beseri is that you are allowed to go and sell a sus to a non-Jewish person. Now, what's the issue of selling an animal? So Rashi explains over here in Dibur Maskul Mati Besus that this opinion of Ben Beseira permits you to sell a horse to a non-Jewish person, because the whole melacha that you do with the sus on Shabbos, if a person were to use a horse on Shabbos, there's no issa daraisa. You don't do, Rahman al-Islam, and issa daraisa by riding a horse. And they didn't use horses for plowing, they didn't use horses for other avoda. The l'rechiva made it was only for riding. And there is no issa daraisa in riding the horse. The whole concern why you're not allowed to ride a horse on Shabbos is you may come to pull off a branch, and it would lead to an issa daraisa. So the rabbi said an issa daraisa to ride a horse, but there is no issa daraisa that you're committing while riding a horse. And therefore, the chay no siyas atzmo. Therefore, the horse over here doesn't do any issa on Shabbos; it carries itself. Other large animals you're not allowed to sell to the Nochri is because Mishum She'elu, Mishum Schir, is because if we allow you to sell it to them, then you may come to loan it to them or to rent it to them. And that would be a problem. That would be awesome because now your animal is going to work on Shabbos. So your animal is not allowed to work on Shabbos. You have a Shvisas Behema responsibility. You have to make sure your animal rests on Shabbos. It doesn't do any Isurim that you're not allowed to do. The animal can graze, that's not a problem, even though you wouldn't be allowed to go pluck the grass. That's not called the animal doing work for you. But the animal's not allowed to plow by the guy, even though the guy has no problem with working on Shabbos. It's your animal, and you have to make sure your animal doesn't work on Shabbos. So when you sell a behemah gasa to the guy, it could do work for the guy on Shabbos. That would be an issa for you. So therefore, we make a gzera. Don't sell it to the guy, because if you lend it to or rent it to him, it would be your animal doing the work. So it's a gzera because of renting and lending, we don't allow you to sell it to him. But by the sus, so what if you sold it to him and then you ended up renting it to him or lending it to him? There is no issa deraisa that he's going to do. The sus inami demoshul umogir lavi sur deraisa. Even if he were to go and do some activity with the sus, it's not an issa deraisa. Shein malacha el hasus, because there is no malacha with the horse, and you only have the issa of a non-Jewish person doing malacha with your animal, not just using your animal in a non-malacha way. So therefore, the opinion over here of Ben Miseri is you can sell a sus to a non-Jewish person because there is no concern. You may come to loan it or rent it to him, and he'll use it on Shabbos and do an issa deraisa. So that's the opinion of Ben Miseri. Now, Vitanya, on this, we learned in a braisa, Ben Miseri matir basus, mipnei shehu oseh bo malacha, because the non-Jewish person is only going to do malacha she'en chayav b'lechatus. What's he going to do? He's going to ride on it. That's not an issa d'araisa. It's only an issa d'rabbanan, as we said, because you may come to pull off a branch, to whip the horse, to make the horse go faster. The Amar of Yochanan, now Rav Yochanan said about this Shita of Ben Beseira of Rabbi Nosson, Amar Dover Echad, it's Ben Beseira and Rabbi Nosson, and only Rabbi Nosson, not the Chachamim, that say you're allowed to do this. Now, Mor says, if you just told me that the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Nosson that this problem of animal is only by an animal, but not by a human being. And they also would say that a person is a chai b'mitos pot if you carry out the person on the bed. So, and it's only ele b'heimu chai v'ov that they disagree with Rabbi Nosson, because umishum d'mishar b'tein av shvayu, as we said, they dig in and they don't let you carry them. So then, the opinion of Ben Beseira should be not only like Rabbi Nosson, it should be even like the Chacham in regards to a sus, because a sus would be like a human being, that there is no potential for Isra over here. My Yuri Ben Beseira and Rabbi Nosson, why do you tell me that only the opinion, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ben Beseira and Rabbi Nosson on Medover Echad, you should have said, the opinion is that Ben Beseira and everybody, the Chachamim, also say Dover Echad. So just like the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Nosson that a human being, it's not a problem of carrying, so too the sus shouldn't be a problem over here. There is no issa daraisa. So Gemara says, Kiyomer Rav Yochanan, when Rav Yochanan said his din over here, that Ben Seir and Rav Nosson Amar Dover Echad, when he said that din, and by the way, Rashi points out, this is the correct girsa. The correct girsa should be over here, the Amar Rav Yochanan, that it was Rav Yochanan that said this. Now, of course, our Gemara has this. So we find many times that Rashi says, Hachi Garcin, and this is the right girsa, what it should be. And you expect to see our Gemara have a different girsa. But often the editors, they took Rashi so seriously, so they would often change the Gemara based upon Rashi's Hochi Garsinan, and therefore sometimes we don't understand why Rashi says Hochi Garsinan. That's the girsa that we have. But that wasn't the original girsa, and the editors of the Gemara changed the original girsa that we had to fit and accomplish what Rashi says the girsa should be. In any event, when Rav Yochanan said that this din was Rav Nisera and Rav Nosson say one thing, it was only in regards to a special type of horse, Pesus HaMiyuchad LiOfos. Here, Rav Nosson says, Chai Noseyes Atzmo. And the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim only say by a human being this Chai Noseyes Atzmo concept, but not by any animal. Whereas Rav Nosson says that there is an animal, a sus, that we say chai noseis atzmo, that's sus hamiyuchad liofos, and here the Chachamim disagree with Rav Nosson. Why is that? Because this is a special bird. Rashi points out the bird's not tied down. The bird is sitting on the horse. Who does such a thing? So we'll see at the bottom. It tells you to look in the Aruch, and you look in the Aruch, he brings down Mishum Rav Haigon, that this is a special type of a situation called falconry. So that's what the Gemara is now going to ask. Well, Miyik, Asus, HaMiuchad, Leofos, is there such a horse that we have birds riding on it? And the Gemara says, yes, in Ika, Debe, Vayodon. The Girsa and the Aruch is it should be the Biz Yodin. Now, Rashi explains over here, but I'll give you the Aruch a little bit more in detail. So Rashi explains over here that the people who went to trap birds would use a falcon, this Nates over here. The Nates is a falcon. And they would take this bird and put it on the sus. Now, it wasn't tied down. And they would use this falcon, they would keep it nice and rested by having it ride on the sus as opposed to tying itself by flying. So therefore, the falcon is nice and rested, and the falcon would go and attack and bring back other birds of that it captured. So therefore, they kept it nice and rested by having it sit on the backs of the horses. And therefore, this is also an example of chai noseis atzmo, only according to Rabbi Nosson. The Chachamim disagree. They only say by a human being, not by the sus that's miyuchad over here for the bird. And therefore, that's why Rabbi Yochanan said this is only the opinion of Ben Maseira and Rabbi Nosson, and not the opinion of the Chachamim. The Aruch, he brings this down all from Rav Haigon, and he says that this is a baz over here means the nates, this is falcon, and baz yon in singular is the person who's the falconeer, and Bazron is the person who is the plural of falconeers. So that's what it's referring to over here. As Tosus points out as well, Ben Beseira Matir Besus Becholasusim Komar. When Ben Beseira says you're allowed to go and sell any sus to a guy, it's talking about any sus. The Rabbanan also mechol asusim yishum shusam sus hamiyuchad liofos delochilku chacham besusim. So this would be a specific scenario over here where the rabbi said you can't use any animal. The Rabbanan's opinion was you can't have any animal over here sold to a guy, even this sus hamiyuchad liofos. So therefore, that is the explanation over here why this only goes Ben Beseira is like Rabbi Nosson and is not like the opinion of the Chachamim. Gemara still questions this further. Amar of Yochanan says another statement over here. Omod Rabbi Nosson bekafus, Rav Yochanan says that Rabbi Nosson would agree that if the animal was tied up, so then it would in fact also bein of, bein adam, Rashi says, then that would be an example of ein chai nosi es atzmo, if it's tied up. Wait a second. You're telling me that if it's tied up, even Rav Nosson says, even a person, if he was tied up, so then he's not chai nosi es atzmo. An animal, if it's tied up, it's not chai nosi es atzmo. And Rav Nosson would say it's no good. But you have these parsiim. Now these parsiim, Rashi is going to tell us, are people that were very, very loath to go and walk on their own. And they would wear these very wide types of garments, and they would always ride on their horses. And therefore, in this situation, the people over here, these Parsiim, are like tied up. As Rashi explains, Sherochvin mu'utofim bibigodim rechavim, they would always wear these very wide clothes that didn't allow them to walk easily, and they themselves, v'gamatzvim mi'unogim me'atzog al aretz, and they were so finicky, they wouldn't like to walk on the ground, they wanted to be carried around, they wanted to be riding all the time. So, nevertheless, these parsiim, k'man d'chafisei damu, they're like they're tied up, and yet, the Amr of Yochanan, Rav Yochanan said, that you're allowed to go sell a sus over here, even according to the opinion of Rav Nosson. Now, we said that according to Rav Nosson, your matir besus in the Ben Masera is saying matir besus, and Rav Nosson agrees to that. It's because it's talking about all susim. You're allowed to go and sell it to anybody. Now, how come in this situation, Tosus points out, the EU lo matli limkor l'shum nochri. We didn't differentiate between selling a sus to a nochri or selling a sus to a parsi. Now the parsi is going to ride on the horse. He's like kofus, and therefore Rav Nosson would say you're not allowed to. But we don't find such a distinction. The horse says, no. The parsiim aren't really kofus. Hosum romus ruchu denokidlu. They're very arrogant, as Rashi explains. They're gassos, and they didn't like to go on their feet because they're very arrogant. Somebody should carry me. The horse should carry me. And to prove that this is the case, there once was an officer, Sarajot, Rashi says, who was one of these Parsiim over here, and somehow he angered the king. The king got very upset with him, and the king sent out troops to get this guy, and he was able to run. The Roit lost a Parsi Bihari, and he ran three Parsa. A Parsa is 4 mil. Mils are roughly a kilometer. So this guy ran 3 times 4 kilometers. He ran 12 kilometers. So obviously he was capable of running. So therefore they're not really kofus. Even though they're mifunakim, even though they're very arrogant and they want to go and ride all the time on their horses, if they have to get off, they can easily get off and run. So therefore they're not really kofus. And therefore, you're right. Rav Yochanan says, Ben Beseir, Rav Nosson say one thing. You can sell any horse to any non-Jewish person, because there is no concern that they'll do malacha daraisa. Now, we quote the Mishnah, where it says, "Es hames b'mita chayiv." Everybody agrees, however, Rachman al-Sam, if you have a dead person on the bed, then everybody agrees, it's not chay nosi esatzmo, he's dead, and therefore, you're chayiv over here for carrying out the person, the bed is subordinate to the person. And then we said, v'chein kizayis min hames v'chuli, etc. If you had the smaller amounts of the mace, such as a kizayis min hames, or we said a kizayis min hanavela, etc., so you're going to be chayiv in this situation, if it's on the bed, for carrying out the kizayis, and the bed would be subordinate to it. Amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Yochanan. So Rabba Barachana says in Rabbi Yochanan. And likewise, Amar Yosef, Amar Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yosef said his name, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Poter, how you Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon would say, in this situation that you're parked, even af, we turn to the Amar Beis, b'motzi esemes l'kovro. Rabbi Shimon's sheet that you're potter, as we said in the Mishnah, because it's a mlocho she'en etzrich l'gufo, that is true. He says, even if it's a tzarech for the mace, and you're going to bury the mace, and not just taking the mace out of the house. You don't want the mace in the house. It doesn't do the mace any difference whether the mace is in the house or outside. So therefore, that's, according to Rabbi Shimon, Malach Hashem Nesuich L'Gufo, and that's why you're potter. But he says, even if you're going to bury the mace, i.e. the mace wants to be buried, so you're doing something that one could argue is not unnecessary, it's necessary for the mace, so maybe you wouldn't call it Malach Hashem Nesuich L'Gufo. So the opinion is that, well, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, each said by the various Amorayim, they both hold that Rabbi Shimon would say, even if you're burying the mace, so it's the need of the mace that's being accomplished, but for you, you don't really care. You just don't want the mace in the house. So even if you're taking it out to bury it, it's not an Issa D'Araisa. Amar Rava adds further, however, Umoda Rabbi Shimon, Even Rabbi Shimon, who holds that normally this is a mloch shenas rith lagufo, he agrees that if you're carrying out a mar lachporbo, if you take out a shovel of some sort to go and dig with it, or sefer Torah likros bo, that you're carrying out a sefer Torah to read from it, dechayiv. That would be an issa d'oraisa. If you carry that out intentionally in Shabbos, you'd be chayiv achatos. So the verse says pshita. Of course, I mean, why would we think that Rabbi Shimon would say that you're potter in this situation? Because the ha'nami melach hashen tzrich legufa. If you're going to tell me that this is also an example of a melach hashen tzrich legufa, then if that's what it is, if that's it's a melach hashen tzrich legufa, he ela melach hashen legufa. Rabbi Shimon hechem ishkagas la. Then when would you ever have a case of a melach hashen tzrich legufa? If this is also carrying out the shovel to dig with, the Sefer Torah to read with, is also considered a melach hashen tzrich legufa, then how in the world would you ever have Rabbi Shimon say that you have a melach hashen tzrich legufa? So what says no? I might have thought, ma'u detema, that you need to do it adik legufo ulegufa. That the only time you're overcarrying, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's called a melacha shetzricha legufa, is if you're doing it for the benefit of the object as well as your benefit. You need both. For example, you might have thought, kigon, the only time you're chay for carrying out a shovel, a hoe, kigon, mar, this shovel or this hoe, lasso slotas vilachpar, that you're carrying it outside to fix it in some way. Rashi says that it has broken in some way, and you're going to put on it some sort of a tas, daka, thin plating on it, that now will be able to be worked with. And then you work with it, you dig with it. So here you're doing it, letzorach gufo and gufa. You're doing it for your benefit to dig with, and also for the benefit of the shovel. That's what I might have thought. You have to do both in order to be a melacha shetzricha legufa, and the Rebbe Shimon to be a chayv you. Likewise, the Sefer Torah, you're carrying it out, not only for you to read it, but also lahagiyah, to go check the Sefer Torah, ulikros bo. There, you're doing it, letzorach gufo and gufa. That's when you're chayv. That's what you might have thought that Rebbe Shimon requires. Kamash v'la, no, the Rebbe Shimon doesn't require both. He just requires that you have to have some sort of a constructive act, some sort of a benefit that you're getting from it. It can't just be the removal of something negative. It can't be that you just want to get the shovel out of your house because it's broken. It can't be that you want to get the mace out of your house because you don't want a mace in your house to be matami everything. It has to be for a constructive purpose. So even though it's not for the benefit of the object, but if you're doing something constructive, that's a melacha shetzarich legufa, and Rabbi Shimon would say yechayev. Otherwise, it's a melacha sheinetzrich legufa, and you're potter. How shachva? There once was a dead person, David Bedroka, in a city called Droka, and they allowed Shor Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachum Yitzchak Paskin, that you can go and take the mace out of the house, lafuki lekarmelis. He allowed you to take the mace out of the house and bring it into a karmelis. So Rav Yochanan, who is this Rav Yochanan? Achua de Mar Berei de Ravana. He was the brother of Mar Berei de Ravana. He was the brother of Mar, who was the son of Ravana. The stomach, they had different fathers. Otherwise, it would have said Rav Yochanan Berei de Ravana. In any event, he said to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak was the one who permitted them to take the mace from the house into the Carmelis, and he said, come on, whose opinion are you holding like that you're allowed to do this? You lechatchila allow them to do this. So you obviously hold Rabbi Shimon, who says it's not an issa d'oraisa. But wait a second. Rabbi Shimon didn't say that it's mutter. Rabbi Shimon says it's not an issa d'oraisa, but it's an issa d'rabbanan. Eim the potter Rabbi Shimon, michiv chatas. When Rabbi Shimon said it's potter, it meant potter avalaser. It means you're not chayv chatas, isur d'rabbanan, miyayika. But there is an issa d'rabbanan. So how did you allow him to do this, lechatchila? That's what he asked Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak. So I'm a layer. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says back to this Rav Yochanan, the brother of Mar Berei de Ravina, Ravana, and he says, Elokim, it's like a lashon of Shvua. I swear by God, Dailas Be'at. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, if you were around, you would have been the one that would have been told, go take that mace out. Even a chosh of a person like you can take the mace out. Va'afila Rav Yehuda. And this would be even according to Rav Yehuda. Some are goes to the word shari, some are not goes to the word shari. Either way, it means the same thing. That not only is this allowed according to Rabbi Shimon, this is allowed even according to Rav Yehuda, who holds Malka Shein and Tzrich Leguf as Chayiv. In this situation, why are you allowed to do this? The mi karmina lushus harabim? Because did I say, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says to Rav Yochanan, Achua demar berei de ravona. Did I say that you're allowed to take it out to Rishus Rabim? I never said that. You know what I said? I said le karmelis karmina. I said you can take the mace out to a karmelis. Therefore, this has nothing to do with our machlokas between Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that a melacha should tzrich legufa, yes or no. Has nothing to do with that. Here we're talking about a din she gadol kovod abrio she doches lo sase shebetorah. This is only going to be a derabbanan, no matter what, because you're taking it to a karmelis. So even if Rabbi Yehuda says that normally you wouldn't be allowed to do this, but here it would only be an issa derabbanan. And even if you want to say the Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to do this, but we're only talking here about an Issa d'Rabbanan. And therefore, the whole concept doesn't apply. This machlokas doesn't get off the ground because everybody says Kavod HaBrios over here is docha and Issa d'Rabbanan. It's docha, es lo saseh b'Torah. It means it's docha, the lo saseh, that you have to listen to the rabbis. Lo yosur, you're not allowed to go against what the rabbis say. So here, this Kavod HaBrios is docha, listen to the rabbis. And the rabbis said maybe you shouldn't do this carrying from a Rishus HaYochid into a Carmelist, but they never applied their din of don't carry from a Rishus HaYochid into a Carmelist when it would be a problem of Kavod HaBrios. That's why this is not an Issa D'Oraisa and has nothing to do with Mlocha Sheina Tzricha L'Gufa. Tanan Asam, we learned in the Mishnah Negoyim, it says over there, HaToleish Simone Tumah. If somebody goes and removes a hair from a tzoras nega. So there's certain types of negoyim where if you have two white hairs in them, that makes them tome. So the guy says, hey, I don't want to be tome. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cut out the hairs. I'll remove the hairs. And therefore, I won't have the simone toma, and therefore, I'll be tar. So if a person does this, or the hichva hamichya, michya is healthy skin, and you have also certain types of tzoras that are negoyim, they're considered a nega tzoras. If you have healthy skin in an area where there is disease, tzoras skin. So the guy says, hey, this healthy skin is going to make me a mitzora. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to burn it. The hichva hamichya. So he either plucks out a hair that would make it no longer a nega tzoras, or he burns a healthy piece of skin that would make it no longer a nega tzoras. So you're not allowed to do this. Over below sase. If a person does this, he's over in Issa D'Oraisa in the Torah, he gets malchus. Now, that everybody agrees. That's the Mishnah. Itmar, now, what about over here, if there are only two hairs, the minimal amount of hairs that you need to be called the neged tzoras over here is two hairs. So if he has two white hairs over here, and he pulls out one of them, achas mishtayim, so now it's no longer a neged tzoras. So he's chayev. In this situation, he would be over the iser of the lo saseh of making the nega, of removing the nega. And since even though he only plucked one of the hairs, but that now makes it no longer be called the nega, so he's over the iser. That everybody agrees to. But achas mishalosh, let's say there were three hairs there, and he pulls out one, so there's still a two hairs there. It's still a neged tzoras. What's the halacha in this situation? Is he over the lo saseh or not by plucking one of the hairs? See, it's a machlokas. Rav Nachman or chayiv. Rav Nachman says, yes, he's still chayiv. We'll see in a moment why. And Rav Sheshi says, no, he's not, because it's still a nega. So what did he do wrong? He wasn't over any lo saseh. Rav Nachman or chayiv, now we explained it. Rav Nachman says, you're chayiv over here because you did a maisa, a hani maisa. Your maisa has ramifications. Why is that? Because the imishtak l'chod achriti, because if one of the other two remaining hairs again gets pulled out, your original pulling out of the third hair now comes into effect. So therefore, your action is significant. And that's why Rav Nachman says yechayiv. Because by pulling out your hair, ozlo tumah, when they pull out the second hair, now there's only one hair left. So your first pulling out becomes significant. But Rav Sheshes disagrees. Rav Sheshes Mar Potter, he says, you know what? At the time that you pulled out the third hair, there's still two hairs left. Hash to me is ha'isa l'tuma. So you didn't do anything wrong. And Rav Sheshes says, I'll show you I'm right. I'm Rav Sheshes, mino amin alo. How do I know that I'm right? Because if not, we learned in our very Mishnah, v'chein kizayis min ames. If a person has a kizayis min ames on the bed and he carries it out, so we said he's chayiv. Or kizayis min avela, or he has a nevela, which has also tuma with a kizayis is worth, and he carries it out, yechayiv. In both of these situations, yechayiv achatas. Implication being, it's only if you carried out a kizayis. Implication being, chatzi zayis potter. If you only carried out a chatzi zayis, you would be potter. Now, that's what our Mishnah says. But we have a brayis of Otanya, chatzi zayis chayiv. Another brayis says, if you carried out a chatzi zayis, you would be chayiv. So what's going on? Our Mishnah, the implication, says a chatzi zayis is potter, and the brayis says a chatzi zayis is chayiv. So how would you go and reconcile these two, our Mishnah and the Spraisa? So Rav Sheshes would say, here's my proof. My love, aren't we talking about the Tanya Chayiv, the Braisa that says that you're Chayiv for Chatzi Zayis, isn't it talking about the Apik Chatzi Zayis Miki Zayis, that you took over here a Chatzi Zayis from a Kizayis? So now you've removed some of it, and therefore it's no longer capable of being Metame, so therefore your action is something that is Choshev, and therefore it is why you're Chayiv. And our Mishnah of Hod Itnan, the implication of our Mishnah that you'd be potter, is when you're talking about the Apik Chatzi Zayis Mikizayis Umetza. When you took a Kizayis out from a 1.5 Kizayis piece, and therefore you're removing a half a Kizayis, it still has a Kizayis behind it. It's still Metame. It's still significant. So you didn't do anything. This is exactly, Rav Sheshet says, like the three hairs. When I pulled out one of them, there's still two there. So my action didn't accomplish anything. So too, when I took a half of kezias, that's not considered significant in and of itself, and I didn't do anything to the remaining kezias, because it was originally one and a half kezias, so it's still metane. So therefore, my action was insignificant. Oh, just like by the kezias, it's insignificant, so too, by the hair, it's insignificant. Rav Sheshet says, this is my proof. Knew what would Rav Nachman say to this? Rav Nachman, he says, both cases, idi dichayev, whether you took a chatzizayis from a kezias or a chatzizayis from a one and a half kezias, you'd still be chayev. Like I say, if there are three hairs, you're chayev for one hair, because your actions are going to have consequences, because as soon as somebody takes a little bit more, it's going to be gone. How do I reconcile over here our Mishnah's implication, which says you're potter for a chatzizayis, where the Brisa says you're chayev? So what case are you potter? V'hod not potter in our Mishnah. You know what we're talking about? The apik chatzizayis mimeis godol. We're talking here about you have a large mace over here. Tosu says lav dafka, it's a godol. It means you have more than two or three kizasim. So now when I take the chatzizayis, it's insignificant. It's the equivalent, and Tosu says this in the top Tosus over here, is that if there are many, many hairs over there, and I took one hair out of the tzaras lesion. So if there's 100 hairs there, Tosu even says four hairs. So now when I take one hair out, there's still at least three left. So now my action is insignificant. That's why in our Mishnah it says that you're potter, because the act is insignificant. So he agrees that you're potter. Rav Nachman agrees that you're potter. But when the act is not insignificant, so then Rav Nachman says that you're chayav. Again, three is going to make it significant. Taking a chatzi zayis from a one and a half kezayis, that's going to be significant. Taking it from 20 kezayisim, or at least two or three kezayisim, taking a one hair from at least four hairs, many hairs, so then that's not considered significant, even according to Rav Nachman. Next Mishnah. Here we're talking about cutting your nails on Shabbos. Hanotel tziparnov zubazu. Now, you're not cutting with a utensil. Everybody's going to agree that if you take a scissors and you cut your nails, so that's a issa daraisa. That's a tolda of gozes, of shearing. Now, if you do it with your fingers, hanotel tziparnov zubazu, you take one finger and pull off the nail from another finger, so then, or you do this obishinov, or you bite your nails, so then you're going to be chayev. According to one opinion, a deraisa, according to one opinion, only a derabbanan. So let's read the Mishnah first, and then we'll see the two opinions. So according to the Tanakam over here, if you pull off one nail with your fingers or with your teeth, likewise, the chayin saro, if you pull off hair, either with your fingers or your teeth, or the chayin sfamo, you pull off a hair of your mustache, the chayin zakeno, uzakano, or you pull off a hair from your beard, in all of these situations, you're doing something that's either going to be a nisa deraisa or a nisa derabanan, as we'll see. V'chein ha-godelis. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what this godelis is. Rashi tells us over here, this is a woman who braids her hair. She braids her hair, and that is godelis. V'chein kochelis. She puts some sort of makeup on her eyes. Or v'chein ha-pokesis. Rashi has two pshatim over here for pokesis. The first one is, he has from his rabbeim, is Rabosai, they say, that she goes and combs her hair in some way, either with a comb or with her hands. Then he has a second opinion that says, she puts some sort of a mud pie on her face, some sort of a dough on her face, and when she removes this dough from her face, the remaining flesh is going to be redder. It doesn't mean that she put on rouge, that would be kocheles, but she did something that made her face ruddy. It gave it a rouge-like appearance. That's the second opinion that Rashi says for pokeses. In all of these things now, we have the two opinions. Rabbi Lezer says this is a chiv daraisa, mechayev. Rabbi Lezer is mechayev yuchatas. Notice this is the Tana Rabbi Eliezer. We're going to have the Amora Rabbi Eliezer in a moment in the Gemara. So the Tana Rabbi Eliezer says in all of these things, these are yisurim daraisa. Even if you did it with some, what we call a shino, you bit your nails. You pulled off the nails without a kli. You used your fingers. Or you did this with your beard. Or you did any of these other actions. So Rabbi Lezer said the isa this is an isa daraisa yechayev achatas. The Chum disagree. The Chum also mishum shvus. They say, granted, you're not allowed to do this. It's an issa derabanan, but it's not an issa deraisa. Now we'll qualify this. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Now this is the Amora Rabbi Elazar saying machlokas biyad that Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana, and the Chachamim and the Mishnah only argue whether it's a deraisa derabanan when you're doing it with your finger. However, avo b'kli, if you're using a scissors, so then chayev. Even the Chachamim say that's an issa deraisa. Again, a told of gozes. Someone says pshita, zu, bazu, tanan, or Mishnah specifically said, you're doing it with your fingers. Implication being that if you did it with the scissors, you would be chayv, even according to the Chacham. Of course, it's not necessarily. I might have thought the Rabbanim b'chli nami patri. The Chacham said this is not gziza. And okay, we don't want you to do this. So the rabbis made it also. But even with a kli, maybe the opinion of the Chacham, one could have argued, was that it's not an issa deraisa. Aye, why does it say zubazu? V'ha'a diktani zubazu is to show you, lo diacha kochad Rabbi Eliezer. The Tana Rabbi Eliezer says, even with your fingers, it's over an issa deraisa. But you know what? With the kli, it certainly is, but the Chachamim disagree, even by a kli. So it wanted to show us the strength of Rabbi Eliezer that says, even with your fingers, it's an issa deraisa. That's what I might have thought. Kamash will know, that's incorrect. That's why when Rabbi Elazar the Amora tells us that the machlok is only biyad, that's why, that's the chiddush that he's telling us. But kli, everybody agrees. Another statement that he made, Rabbi Elazar, the Amora Rabbi Elazar made another statement. He says, machlokis the atzmo. The machlokis over here between the Tanakama, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim, the sinis of the rice of the Rabbanon, is only if you're doing it on your own nails. However, avo lechavero, if you pull off with your fingers your friend's nail, everybody agrees that that is not an issa daraisa. Where it says again, pshita, that's obvious, tzipar nov tnan. It says beferish la mishnah, if you do your own nails. So implication being, if you did a friend's nails, it's not an issa daraisa, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. So where it says pshita, tzipar nov tnan, it says that. Where it says no, not necessarily. Rabbi Elazar's the Amora is coming to tell us a chiddush over here. I might have thought that the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer from the Mishnah, agrees. He says that even if you pull off with your finger your friend's nail, you're still going to be chayev in Issa Deraisa. Aye. Why does it say Tziparnov, yours? They wanted to show you that the Rabbanon say, even on your own finger, it's only going to be a Rabbanon. And therefore, Kamash Rulon. That's what the Amora, Rabbi Elazar, is telling us. The Chiddush is over here. Machlokis liatzmo, avo lechaveru, divrei kol pater, is because you might have thought otherwise. Therefore, the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar, the Amora, is to explain the Machlokis in the way we just said. Then it said in the Mishnah, v'chein sa'oro. If you do this with your fingers for your beard or your mustache or your hair, they're all going to be, again, the machlokas, where Elazar, the Tana says it's a daraisa, and the Chacham says it's an issa d'rabbanan. We learned in a braisa, Tana, hanotel melo pi hazug chayev. The amount of hair that you have to cut off is melo pi hazug, a scissors full. How much is that? V'kama melo pi hazug. How much is a scissors full? I'm review the shtayim. Review says two hairs. That's considered a significant amount of cutting the hair. Mor says, wait a second, for Tanya, the Brisa says, Ulikorcho Shtayim. Rashi brings down, there's a pasuk, those who see Mukorcho Barosha, you're not allowed to go make a bald spot in your head, in Avelus, or when you're doing certain things, that's improper for a person to go make bald spots, to pull out their hair on your head from grief. So therefore, what's considered making a bald spot? So the Brisa says, Ulikorcho, this Isser of Los Hosimu Korcho Barosha, is pulling out two hairs. Now that implies, when it says over here, Ulikorcho Shtayim, that the previous din, Velo Zug, is not Shtayim. So, Kasha, can you tell me that Melozug means Shtayim? Karcha means Shtayim, and not Melozug. Someone says, no, you're reading it wrong. Ema, the Kain le Karcha Shtayim. And just like the regular Issa of Melozug is two, so too, the Issa of Karcha is pulling out two hairs. And I'll show you this is right. Tani Nam Yochweh. Bryce says exactly like this. The Bryce says, Ano to Melo Piazug b'Shabbos Chayiv. If you go cut out a Melo Piazug, the scissors full worth of hair on Shabbos Yechayiv. And how much is that? The Bryce says, V'chama Melo Piazug, Shtayim. It says, V'fei Shtayim. By the way, the Brisa tells us Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Omer Achas, he says one is enough. However, Umodim Chacham Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim agree to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that one is significant. B'malaket levonos mitoch shoros. If you're pulling one white hair out from the dark hairs, that's considered significant. Shafilu Achas Chayiv. In that situation, even pulling one out is Chayiv. Why is that? Because you know what? The dove is af becholos because it has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. This has to do with an issa daraisa of Lo silbash gever simlas isha, because a person doesn't want to look old. To pull out the white hairs so you look like you only have black hairs is for a man forbidden to do even on a weekday. Bishum, because of the pasuk shenemar lo yubash gever simlas isha. Women are more makpid on their appearance; they're makpidos on their appearance more than a man, and therefore women will pull out a white hair so they should look younger. So therefore, if a man does this, it's like he's wearing a woman's clothing. And that's also to do. It has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos of two. The Chachamim Amod to Rabbi Eliezer that in this din of Lo Yubash Gever Simlas Isha, pulling out one white hair is considered significant, as opposed to on Shabbos, for cutting the hair, you need to have two hairs. The Brisa says, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, talking about cutting the nails. Tziporen Sheperash Ruba, if the nail has mostly come off. Or Vitzitzin Shapir Shuruban, or if most of the skin has come off. Rashi explains in Dira Masu Tzitzin, these are kimin ritsuos dakos, they're thin strips of your skin. Haporsos me'or ha'etzba, they come off from the finger, savivatipon, they come off around the fingernail. So these are little cuticles or little pieces of skin that come off around the nail. So both in the nail that is partially off, or in these little strips of skin that are partially off, Rav Shimon Elazar says that if you remove them biyad, it's permissible. One can even pull this off lichatchila. It's mutter. It's not potter. It's mutter. But if you take a scissors, b'chli chayiv katas. So there's a very big extreme over here. With your finger, it's allowed, and with a kli, it's an issur d'oraisa. Where it says mik or midi, is that really normal that you'll have such a discrepancy, such a distance between the two shitas? The b'chli chayiv, with a scissor, you'd be chayiv d'oraisa, and a chatas, or biyad, mutu l'chachila, and with your finger, you can even do it l'chachila. One would expect the one to be an issur d'oraisa, one to be an issur d'rabbanan. So where it says, Hachi Kumar, you're misunderstanding what the Brisa says. Rav Shimon Elazar is telling us as follows. Pir Shurubon, if most of either the fingernail or of the skin came off, so then Biyad Mutter, you're allowed the Chatchila to pull the rest of it off, and Bechli, it would be part of a loss. In that situation, when most of it came off, you're allowed to pull it off with your hand, the Chatchila, and you shouldn't do it with the Kli, but if you did it with the Kli, it's not an Issa Daraisa. But Lo Pir Shurubon, if only a little bit came off, so then, biyad is part of a loss. Then you can't pull off the rest of it, either the nail or the strip of skin. That you're not allowed to do midrabbanan. With your hand, it's an issur d'rabbanan. But with a kli, that would be a real issur d'oraisa. That's no different than if it wasn't even in any way detached. How do we paskin? Omer Yehuda, Yehuda says, halachik Rav Shimon Elazar. This b'risa, we bring down the statement of Rav Shimon Elazar, is how we paskin. So, if the skin or the nail is already mostly gone, we'll explain this more in a second, it's mostly detached, so then you're allowed to pull it off even l'chatchila, but not with the utensil. Even with the utensil, then it would be osur. With your finger, you can pull it off. But if it's not really pulled off only a little bit, so then, even with your finger, it's going to be issur d'rabbanan, and with the utensil, it'll be a real issur d'oraisa. Amar Rabbi Baruchan, Amar Yochanan, he explains it a little bit further. He says, what do we define as pirshu ruban? He says, v'hu shepirshu klape mala. He says, when you're talking here about the tzitzin, so it is when most of it is removed, klape mala, towards the top. And here we have a famous machlokas between Rashi and Tosus, what it means towards the top. So Rashi says, towards the top means towards the tip of the finger, what we would say the distal. And Tosus says, when it means towards the top, it means towards the base of the nail, which means the bottom of the nail, closer, what we'd say, proximal towards the body. And therefore, how do we pass it over here? So the Shulchan Aruch, it says, we're choshesh for both the sheet of Rashi and the sheet of Tosas. The only way you're allowed to pull it off, l'chatchila, is if it's both pirshu from the top and from the bottom. And umitzaros also. And you also need over here that it has to be uncomfortable. If it doesn't bother you, then you're not allowed to pull it off, l'chatchila. But if it bothers you, and it's missing a significant piece from the top and from the bottom, then you're allowed to pull it off l'chachila. Otherwise, you're not allowed to do so. Then we said in the Mishnah, v'chein ha-godeles v'chule, we said, if the woman does this godeles, what is this godeles? Godeles, kocheles, v'pokeses, what is the issu, mishumayi mechaiva? What's the actual issu, the raisa, the tola that you're doing? So Amar Rav Oven, Amar Rav Yossi, v'rechanina, godeles, we said this braiding of the hair is mishumo regis, it's a tola of weaving. Kocheles, the putting on the makeup, mishum koseves, that's a tola of writing. And pokeses, we had the two pshatim in Rashi, either like the combing of the hair with your fingers or with the comb, or putting on this dough, this mud pie on your face to make it ruddy. That is pokeses mishum tova. That's a told of spinning. Spinning, we can understand with the hair. What's the spinning with the botzek, with the dough? So the Mefarshim say it has like threads within the dough, and that's why it would be tova, spinning. Where it says, the rabbis didn't like this answer that Rabbi Ovin gave. And they said to Rabbi Yavo, is this the normal way to do this? Are you saying this is an issa d'oraisa? V'chiderech ariga b'kach? Is this possibly weaving? V'chiderech ksiva b'kach? This is writing? V'chiderech tviya b'kach? That this is called the spinning over here? The Rabbi Lezer, the Tana, would say that you chayv an issa d'oraisa? So that can't be it. Elom Rabbi Yavo, so Rabbi Yavo himself gave the following teretz, L'didim farshali minei the Rabbi Yossi Ruchanina. I myself heard the answer to this from Yossi Ruchanina, and that is, we turn to the Yomad Aleph, Tzadi Hei Yomad Aleph, Kocheles, the reason that you're over the Isser over here of the putting on the makeup, Mishum Tzovas, it's an Isser of dyeing. Oh, that makes good sense. To dye something, to be Tzoveya, to put a color into it. and godeles upokeses. Both of these, the braiding and the combing of the hair or the putting on the batzik, they're both building, mishum bona. More questions this also. Is this called building? When you go and braid hair? When you go and comb the hair in some way? So what says here? Yeah, it is. Where do we see this from? The famous drush of Rishim Menasseh. This is more in Brachos. It says, V'yivin Hashem Elokim Esat Tzela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Chava from the Tzela, from the, quote, rib of Adam. Now, what does that mean? Malami Shekila HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava V'yivin Yitzel Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu braided Chava and brought it to Adam. Shekin bikrachayayam in the cities, in the islands, in the water, korin lekliyasa banyasa. They call braiding building. So therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal over here, he braided Chava's hair to make her desirable to Adam, that's an issa of building. That's where they get this godelis or pokesis is building. We have one last din, tiny, we learn the braisa. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, this isurim, godelis, kocheles, pokeses, la atzma, if she's doing it for herself, tura. She's allowed to go do this to her own eyes. Lechaverta chayevis, it's only if she does it to a friend that these are isurim over here. That's what Reb Shimon Elazar says. Now, lechaino, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Reb Shimon Elazar said, in the name of the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, but you're not allowed to go and put srak on your face. That's some sort of like a rouge, Rashi says. Seva Adam, a red coloring over here, that you're not allowed to do. It colors, it dyes. That is the issa that we're discussing. With that, we conclude today's shir.